of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
And good morning slash afternoon. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. And for the next hour and a half, it is a gorgeous day out there. So whenever it's nice out, I try to be as noisily psychedelic as possible, hoping that you're enjoying the rays, the clear blue sky, and not reminding yourself that summer's coming to an end. Or did it even begin? I don't know. But coming up in the next hour and a half, we've got some new stuff, we've got some old stuff, we've got some new stuff that sounds old, and some old stuff that still is purely timeless. And as always, the last 10 minutes, 10 minutes to one, will always be the nurse list. We'll get to that a little bit later. Right now, we've a pretty cool show coming in fall. If you haven't seen them yet, I highly recommend it. The Animal Collective are coming. I don't know what they're going to be like at the Commodore Ballroom. The room seems a little large for them, if you ask me. But they're pretty cool live. Check them out. But they are coming with this gentleman, Eric Copeland, who has just released a solo album, Hermaphrodite. And Eric Copeland, better known for his work with the band we're going to hear right now. I'm talking about Brooklyn's Black Dice.
Thank you.
We've launched our first psychedelic salvo for today, The Boredoms, off of 2000's Super album with Super R. That track, if you must own one album by The Boredoms, own them all, if you will. Before that, we had something new, a solo project by Mr. Eric Copeland. Hermaphrodite, the name of that album is. It's available on Pawtrax, and he's going to be opening for the Animal Collective next month at the Commode Ballroom, the Commodore Ballroom, on the 15th of September. And then we started off there with Eric Copeland's main band, Black Dice. They've had their ups, they've had their downs sonically with me. That one I don't mind too much. That is off the Miles of Smiles EP, Trip Due Delay, that's called. And it's kind of got a beachy feel to it, and I hope you're enjoying the weather. And yeah, we're going to keep on going a little bit more, a little bit dronier. We're going to get into, we've got something new by Kinski. I announced that last week. We have their brand new album, and it's one of them. So there you go. Stay tuned for that. We've got something new by Sun O, bracket, if you will. We're going to hear that. And yeah, whatever other goodies kind of snatch up at us, you know. Enjoy the sunshine, guys. I'm going to start off with, I always forget how psychedelic this cat is, either solo or with his band, Guided by Voices. This is Robert Pollard of his second solo album, Kid Marine, with Submarine Teams. promised, the new Sun O album, which really isn't a proper release for Sun. This is actually an EP that was only sold during the band's 2007 Pacific Rim tour. And the album, the vinyl version, was limited to 7,777 copies. And the CD is limited to 2,000 copies. But the folks in Sun and the guys that run Southern Lord were kind enough to send CITR a copy. And this is called Heliosophist. This is takes up all of the second disc. I didn't realize that when I popped it in. It's 46 minutes long. I'd love to play it for you, maybe on our Halloween special. So keep your ears out for that. Oracle, the name of the album is Sun O, on, of course, their self-run Southern Lord record label. You can check that out at www.southernlordrecordings.com. And before that, something brand new from our friends in Seattle. Kitski, the new album is called Down Below It's Chaos, and yet another combination of onslaught. They could almost hipster up an old Donny and Marie classic by saying, I'm a little bit krautrock, I'm a little bit hard rock or heavy metal or whatever. That track was called Plan Steel Drive. New one, Kinski, Down Below It's Chaos. Available as of yesterday in finer record stores. We had some Acid Mother's Temple in there off of Absolutely Freak Out Zap Your Mind with the first track off that double slab of vinyl, Supernal Infinite Space, that track was called. And then we started you off there with something a little indie, but I'm a fan. And, you know, the man who invented Guided by Budweiser, Robert Pollard, off of his second solo album, Kid Marine, Submarine Teams, that track was called. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Luke. If you like what you're hearing, you hate what you're hearing, or you just want to chat, give me a call at 822-2487. We're going to go a little trip back to 1971 with the god of German rock, Achim Reichel. Originally born in 1944, his musical career started when he founded the Rattles in 1961, and they were Liverpudlian beat clones, and they used to play at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany. So if there's any Beatles aficionados out there, you know what that is. And after that, he formed Wonderland, which was kind of a experimental krautrock band. But his solo stuff is what he's most known for under the moniker AR and Machines. We're going to hear something off the Echo album, a double LP released on Polydor Records in 1972. This is a really, really lovely track entitled The Echo of the Presence.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
The meatballs are very small.
Don't worry about dying. You were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Number nine.
Yes, indeed. Stereoscopic Redoubt every Thursday night now, and kind of a newer show, but Darren definitely knows how to psych up the party. Yes, check it out. 6 o'clock to 7:30 is here on the almighty CITR. This show, however, is called A Noise. Stay tuned, though, guys. 1 o'clock, we've got some uninterrupted jams. I haven't figured out what I'm playing yet, but I will let you know near the end of the show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. You know that Frank Rumbletone's always got some kind of beachin' kind of jams, particularly on a day like today. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by sister station CJLY. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in Canadian content. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis, with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. Very important topic on Juice Box today, actually, is how to stay safe when you are talking about personal things of a sexual nature on the interweb. Check that out at 10 o'clock tonight. 11 o'clock, you know him, you love him, you don't want to be him. Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on 101.9. And I mentioned Frank Rumbletone. And I mentioned Darren from Stereoscopic Redoubt. This set is dedicated to them. And if you like what you're hearing, stay tuned at 3 o'clock when Frank hits the air or when Darren hits on Thursday. Enjoy.
Take her anytime and you won't lose her. Take her anytime and you
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Oneida off of a few years back. That album was The Wedding is the name of the album. The track was called Lavender. Oneida, very, very, very great band out of Brooklyn. Keep an eye out for their lovely own self-owned label, Bra Records, B-R-A-H. They put out some wonderful, wonderful things. Before that, we heard some Speed, Glue, and Shinky. That is off of one of the many amazing compilations entitled Love, Peace, and Poetry, psychedelic music from all over the world. That album focused on Japanese psychedelic music, and you heard Run and Hide. Before that, Dukes of Stratosphere, better known as XTC. Dukes of Stratosphere got together as an XTC side project in 1987, kind of giving tribute to the 20th anniversary of the Summer of Love, and managed to release a very, very, very tasteful psychedelic album off of, that was entitled 25 O'Clock was the EP. That's the one to keep an eye out for. They put out a full length called Psychedelic Sunspot that is not as good, if you ask me. The 6-song EP, 25 O'Clock, is fantastic and an absolute must-own. That was Your Gold Dress you heard there. And then we started you off there with some rare, rare, rare Swedish psych. The Long Boatman, and that is dedicated to Darren, host of Stereoscopic Redoubt, and that was Take Her Any Time. Well, that just about wraps it up for yet another edition of A Noise. We're going to leave you with, my God, I think we're in like week 24, week 25 of the Nurse with Wound list. And today, Nurse with Wound list, of course, sticking our hands into Steve Stapleton's crazy record collection on his recommendations, and we're trying to find artists all throughout this world that may or may not exist. And today is no exception. Today is Arbet Ockfritid, who, well, more Swedish stuff, as a matter of fact. I've been really digging the Swedes lately. I don't know what it is, but before there were Hovendroven and Garmana, there was a heavy folk rock band called Arbet Ockfritid, the Jethro Tull of Sweden, if you can dig where that's at. And they put out a few albums. They were offshoot. They were members originally of International Harvester and Tradgrass Oxtener. A few more well-known, well-known Swedish psych bands. But yeah, the self-titled album is nothing short of amazing. And this is, I'm not even going to try and insult your intelligence by trying to say this song title. So this is track 2 off of Arbet Ockfritid's debut album, and from 1972. And we'll leave you with this. Hope you enjoy it. I'm Luke. Thanks for listening. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.